deductibility may vary by state.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Been from Dallas to Salt Lake, Salt Lake to New Jersey, New Jersey to San Antonio, San Antonio to Houston, Houston to back to Jersey, and out of Jersey to London. All in about 5 days. So it's been crazy.
That's Deron Williams of the New Jersey Nets, who was shaking off jet lag and a wrist injury as his team prepared to play in the NBA first regular season game in Europe. NBA and NHL action pretty much every week. Number 10 has to do with your interest in the things going on in the world of sports. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to our Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going to overview the heavy 10 items for the week ending Friday, March the 4th. As we look at the list from Talkers Magazine, that's the big publication for the talk radio industry, you know, the number 10 spot belongs to what's going on in football and basketball and hockey and baseball. Number 9 on the countdown this week is the Frankfurt Airport shooting. In a talk radio interview, CBS foreign correspondent Peter Bidd talked about the shooter's possible terrorist links.
They are still pursuing the possible links to Islamist groups. The thinking at this stage is that this man was not actually taking part in a, you know, he was not part of a cell which actually organized this, but was indeed a lone individual. But he apparently had links to Islamist preachers, very radical preachers, via the internet and on Facebook, where he operated under a pseudonym. The young man was a Muslim from Kosovo. Now, what is interesting is that, of course, the Muslims in Kosovo are generally very pro-American because the Americans and the Europeans helped free them from the Serbian domination. However, such Muslims, when they are outside their own country, and this man, Arif Uka, has apparently lived in Germany nearly all his life, they tend to get radicalized, not when they're at home, but when they are in the diaspora.
The NFL Labor Talks, number 8 on the countdown. In Arizona, talk host Mack Watson and Larry Gatos talked about the surprising number of NFL players who live paycheck to paycheck.
There is a situation going on right now with the NFL, whether the NFL is going to lock down, lock out, or whether they're going to arrive at some agreement that they can continue working.
And you're thinking, Mack and Gatos, how does this have anything to do with living paycheck to paycheck?
Well, guess how many NFL players, a percentage of NFL players where the average salary is around, what is it, $900,000 to $1 million? Because I know the bare minimum they should pay you is around
1.8 is the average player
that's
salary.
That's 1.8. Guess how many of those
1.8. The lowest number you can get as a rookie is $320,000
right.
a year.
Okay. So guess how much money, I'm sorry, guess how many players are living paycheck to paycheck when the average is $1.8 million?
There are 1,700 players in the NFL, and about 400 of them live paycheck to paycheck.
That is staggering to me.
Now, remember.
That is staggering.
You are making at least $320,000.
Right.
You are making at least that. The average, as we said, 1.8, and there are almost 400 players out of 1,700 that are living paycheck to paycheck.
And
so
you're saying
What does that show?
That people don't know how to handle their money, even when they have a lot of money.
They don't know how to plan for their future, and maybe they don't care. Maybe they are in the limelight right now. They're the spotlight. You know what? I'm a football player. I got groupies. I can do whatever I want. I can go here for dinner every night.
That's Ocho Cinco. He has a pet lion or tiger. Mm-hmm. He has
I thought that was Mike Tyson.
No, well, he does. He's another great example. Do you know how much money Mike Tyson has made over the years?
Millions,
I heard it was
millions
of upwards
millions.
Of $20 million, and he is broke.
Well, remember, he would
broke.
Fight. He would fight for $10 million.
Absolutely, because
like
he was broke.
Right.
So, again, it doesn't matter. Right. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It's how you balance your checkbook. It's how you balance your money, because at the end of the day, you are the one responsible.
Coming up, the Supreme Court rules in favor of the Westboro Baptist Church. Newt Gingrich explores running for president, and we'll review the train wreck everybody is talking about, Charlie Sheen, all on the way when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. Home of the incredible edible egg.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in here. Up to number 7 on the countdown, this week's ruling by the Supreme Court, which supported the First Amendment rights of the Westboro Baptist Church. Leaders of this church have now vowed to quadruple the number of protests at military funerals all around the country. In Nebraska, Tom Becca on our affiliate KFAB talked about what the Westboro Baptist Church does and whether the Supreme Court made the right decision.
The Supreme Court ruling that said, hey, you know, the mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging morons from the Westboro Baptist Church. And by the way, I mean, that is the name of their place. But when I call it the Westboro Baptist Church, I want every Baptist to know I apologize for calling it that. I realize that Baptist and Westboro Baptist Church are two totally different things. But these morons with the WBC, who protest at soldiers' funerals, who protest at teachers' funerals, who protest at military functions, who protest at school plays, who protest basically anywhere they just want to make a name for themselves, get a little bit of publicity, and went to the Supreme Court about whether or not they had the right to go out and protest at these funerals with such disgusting, despicable, low-rent, no-good signs like, God hates fags. And the Supreme Court today, with only one justice saying no, the Supreme Court today said, yes, the Westboro Baptist Church has the right to do this. And I got to tell you, as much as it pains me, the Supreme Court did the right thing. I mean, it pains me to agree that the Westboro Baptist Church has the right to do this. Because the First Amendment is pretty much an absolute. The First Amendment is there for people to express their views as unpopular as they may be. Is there anybody who thinks the Supreme Court made a mistake here? No. How could you think they made a mistake? Because there's a reason it's the First Amendment. They realized, our founding fathers realized how important freedom of expression is. And I think we can disagree on maybe other First Amendment decisions the Supreme Court may have made over the years, but there's no way to disagree that these people have the right to express their views, even though it may be at a funeral, it may be very classless, it may be very tacky, it may be very unappealing, it may be, well, they have that right.
2012 presidential possibilities, number 6 on the countdown. CNN's Jessica Yellen talked to a panel including Rich Galen, who is Newt Gingrich's former press secretary, and Eric Erickson, a political blogger who runs redstate.com, about what they thought of Newt's suggestion he might run for president.
Rich, of course we're going to go to you first because you worked for Gingrich for years. He has obviously had aspirations of this nature for a long time. Why does he think this is the right moment for him?
I'm not sure that the premise is correct. You know, one night, one of those late night meetings when he was minority whip and I was his press secretary, we were talking about what he might do and did he ever want to be governor. He said, no, all I ever want to be is Speaker of the House. And he got there. So I don't think this has been a long time thing. I think he just feels that if he's going to do it, this is the chance. This is
okay,
the year.
So then why now?
Well, I think, he's 67, so this is his last turn around the track. I think for that, I think he perceives that the field on the Republican side may not be as strong as it may be as in years past or what it might be in years future. And I think he's got his life in order to the point that this is really the best time for him to run. You know, will he win? Who knows? There are some very talented guys that are likely to get into that thing on the Republican side, all guys, but I think there's some talented people.
There's some mostly personal reasons his life is in order. Eric, I'm curious, do you think the environment is right for Gingrich to become the Republican nominee? Does he have that kind of support, especially among Tea Party activists?
Well, you've got guys like me having a second look at Donald Trump to see if he's really serious. Yeah, the field is weak. Gingrich could seize the day. You know, I'm not a huge Newt Gingrich fan. For policy, yes. But I'm not sure that he'd be a great strategist or a great president with the right temperament. But he's a great ideas guy, and he's articulated better than any other Republican running right now, opposition to the president's handling of the Middle East and energy policy. He's very articulate of those things. So, yeah, he could fill the vacuum with policy ideas.
He's definitely, Paul, an ideas factory. I mean, you sparred with him in the Clinton White House. Would he be a formidable opponent, or the fact that he's a little undisciplined makes him a good opponent from your perspective?
Well, no, a little of both. Look, he's brilliant. He is brilliant. And the Republicans could use brains. I don't mean to be mean, but, you know, you get George W. Bush and Sarah Palin, people are going to start thinking that there's something wrong with the party. Newt, no one will ever accuse Newt of being dumb. He's a brilliant man. I don't agree with him on issues. No, but seriously, here's what he could do. I mean, Eric makes a good point. He could raise money, which, as a professional strategist, you always look at. Second, he can articulate big ideas. He's not a small ideas guy. Third, he can give a heck of a speech, and he's a great debater. He's got a lot of the skill set. Now, his downside is he tends to be a little bombastic, and sometimes he'll shoot himself in the foot. But, you know, with the current atmosphere in his party, I would not, to quote George W. Bush, I would not misunderestimate Newt. He is an extraordinarily formidable guy.
Number 5 item in the countdown, the ongoing celebrity scandal saga of Charlie Sheen. Here's a slice of one of the countless radio and television appearances he did this week. In this one, the hosts explain that the entire story is like a train wreck that we just can't stop watching.
We've never seen anything like this happen before, Charlie. What you're doing, it is unique. We've never seen this before.
And people can't stop watching. So if it was so bad and so, like, if I'm to be so vilified, then change the channel. I dare you.
I'm afraid, though, they're watching because they're treating it like a car wreck instead of... It seems like there's a lot of people that are worried about you that have tried to reach out to you.
Whatever. I'm not really interested in their opinions or their judgment. They're not here, and they don't know me, mm-hmm. So why should I care? Why should I care? And I wasted 22 years of my life with those same people and their same opinions, their same judgments. It's like, I'm over it, guys. I'm over here now. I watch all you weep into your diapers in my rearview mirror, but hey, that was a pretty good line. That was a quotable line right there.
Put that on a T-shirt.
There you go. But I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to make this into a show. It's different. This is how I roll. And, I've been blessed with a new brain, and I'm using it. Sorry.
Coming up, the cost of oil going up. American troops are on the move near Libya. That's the focus next when the Talk Radio Countdown continues.
Thank you.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Stephan. We're up to number four in the countdown, the rising price of oil. Talk host Michelle McPhee here with a caller concerned about the sticker shock at the pump.
What are you going to do if gas gets up to $5? Because the Globe is now calling us Gassachusetts. And we could be staring down the barrel of $5 a gallon gas in a matter of weeks. Now, I remember when it was $4 a gallon and everybody wanted to cry right before the summer a couple of years ago. But how do we possibly justify this? Because the major oil-producing countries have been largely untouched up to now. And economic professors at Suffolk University told the Herald, the country to watch is Saudi Arabia. If political disruption occurs there, then we're talking $5 a gallon. Now, what about heating oil? Nick, you're next.
I just want to talk about these gas prices going up. Why isn't anybody pressuring Obama? Why isn't the press pressuring him like they were pressuring George Bush?
They don't pressure him about anything.
It's ridiculous, Michelle. When the gas prices were getting up, they weren't even nearly as close as they are right now. I see gas prices at $3.50 a gallon. They weren't even nearly this high when George Bush was in office, and all the press was pressuring him. I think it's ridiculous.
They're going to blame Bush for the $5 gas prices. Trust me, Obama will come out and say, this is what you get for electing George W. Bush.
It's absolutely.
But trust me, they're going to find a way to blame him. Trust me, Nick. I'm with you. $5 a gallon in gas. I really will look into a Segway.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm going to start riding the bike around.
The violence in Libya and the turmoil through the Middle East, that's number three on the countdown. In Ohio, host Jim Scott talked to military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about U.S. troops moving closer and closer and closer to Libya.
What's your take on what the United States is doing off the coast of Libya?
Well, we're sending 400 U.S. Marines deploying from the U.S. to the Mediterranean, where they'll be stationed aboard those U.S. Navy warships. While we continue to make up our mind to consider a response to the rebellion in Libya, Jim, and it looks like, according to Gates, he's very cautious on this. He said that yesterday the United Nations resolution on Libya does not authorize violence against Gaddafi regime, saying there's no unanimity in NATO for the use of armed force, Jim.
Okay. Do you think if we were, though, to send some troops actually into Libya, we might have a target?
I think we would. And, of course, among those Marines have probably been snipers. We may not use snipers from the Marines to do that job to take Gaddafi out. However, One Tripoli resident said on the ground, we have to take care of this guy ourselves, okay. And if they had a good sniper rifle, they could use this latest technology.
Speaking of snipers, now, I saw this information that and it might only cost $2,000 and it could save the lives of our troops. Explain.
Well, we lost and our head wounded, killed a wounded in Afghanistan last year, more than 4,500 U.S. troops to snipers. And they use IEDs as well, but snipers is really on the increase in that mountainous terrain. This $2,000 device is the size of an iPod, contains technology, Jim, that detects shock waves from a gun blast. The device locates the distance and direction of the blast within 1 second, and the device gives a visual display of the shooter's location as far away as 400 yards, and that means we can locate him very accurately and take that sniper out.
Okay. Now, though, if that device is on the helmet of a soldier, and if the sniper's shooting at him, it may not save him because that bullet will get there in quicker than a second, wouldn't it?
That's true, but it's called the targeting system, targeting system device.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to have 2,000 sensors last year sent to units in need, most in need. The Army's going to produce as many as 1,500 detectors a month.
Boy.
And that's going to help us in those mountainous terrains where it's very difficult to locate enemy snipers.
The situation in Libya is the third most talked about topic of the week on the countdown. So let's recap. Sports talk radio, the NBA, the NHL, the NBA is between number 10 and number 8. The shooting in Frankfurt at the airport, number 9. Number 7 is the Westboro Baptist Church Supreme Court decision. Number 6, presidential possibilities for 2012. Charlie Sheen is number 5. The rising price of oil is number 4. Escalating violence in Libya, number 3. That leaves numbers 2 and number 1. And they're next, along with your calls at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Are you a dipper or a squeezer? It's time to find out. Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup, the innovative new ketchup package that allows for both dipping and squeezing, is now available in Chick-fil-A restaurants nationwide. To celebrate, Friday, March 4th, 2011, is being declared Free Friday at Chick-fil-A. Ketchup lovers who ask for Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup at all restaurants on March 4th between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m. local time will receive a free medium order of Chick-fil-A waffle potato fries. Limit one per customer. The new Dip and Squeeze package holds 3 times as much Heinz ketchup as the traditional packet to make meals more convenient and less messy. For more information on Free Friday, visit the Heinz Ketchup and Chick-fil-A Facebook pages. To find a Chick-fil-A restaurant near you, visit chickfila.com or the restaurant locator on heinzketchup.com.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're up to the number two item on the countdown, the battle over the public unions, states versus the corporations. In North Carolina, host John Hood and Perry Woods talked to Phyllis Schlafly about what's become a national debate, collective bargaining and public unions.
We've been trying to figure out what side we're on. I'm on the side of...
I don't think we've had any trouble figuring that out.
I think you and I have been pretty clear about it. You're on the side of the government employee union strangling state governments and taxpayers.
Hardly.
And
that's
I'm
what
the
they're
taxpayer.
Doing. I'm inside of the workers, both public and private, and maintaining rights. You know, people might find this surprising, and I'm sure you wouldn't, John, who said that without free unions and collective bargaining, there is no freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Ronald Reagan.
In relationship to the
Sullivan.
Communists trying to kill the labor union members Poland. But anyway, you know who can settle this dispute for us? Is Phyllis Schlafly, our guest. Mrs. Schlafly is the founder and president of the Eagle Forum. She is a syndicated columnist, radio host, the author of 20 books, and very likely in the next few minutes the mediator of the John Hood Perry Woods dispute. I don't know.
I'm going to have to say I have a lot of respect for Ms. Schlafly, but mediating on this one, I'm probably going to guess she's not anywhere near my side on
Mrs.
this.
Mrs. Schlafly, welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon.
How are you, ma'am?
So, what do you think we should think about these battles going on in Wisconsin and elsewhere?
Well, I think that it's good that the American people are discovering the power of the government employees union. I'm very friendly toward the idea of private unions and collective bargaining, but the government employees union is another matter. We've only had them in about the last 20 years. They were illegal before then. And what they've established is a very cozy relationship between these unions and the people, the public officials. And the public, they lobby particularly to get the government, the state, to deduct money out of their salaries, and then it goes into their political funds, which they spend to elect Democrats and the officials who will be making decisions. And I got the word cozy from Mr. Krautheimer. He's used it several times, and it's the cozy relationship between the government employee unions and the government officials, the Democratic Party, that is so disturbing. So I'm glad people...
So cozy relationships between, say, public officials and Chamber of Commerce, oil representative groups, banks, all those people, that's okay.
Well, you understand the difference. State governments are not deducting money out of employees' pay to turn over money to the Chamber of Commerce. They are deducting money out of employees.
No, but they often do things to take tax dollars and give them to Chambers of Commerce or things like that. Do they not? Do they not do things that impact the bottom line for corporations and Chambers of Commerce to make money?
Well, we hope they're going to make money. Then they can hire people.
Well, at least the issue here is...
But with the employee unions, it goes directly into their political fund, and the government employee unions were among the largest contributors to Democratic candidates.
Well, that leads to the question that we were asking earlier in the hour, which is some defenders of the union, some Democratic politicians are saying that Scott Walker and other Republicans are not really trying to balance their budgets. They're just trying to bust the power of a Democrat activist core and Democratic donor base, that it's really partisan politics.
I don't think the union should have the power to take money away from the government employees and put it into their political fund. You can assume that certainly some of their members are Republicans, and yet all the money, or 99% of the money, goes to Democratic candidates.
Interesting. Phyllis Schlafly hasn't had any relevance in any arena for years, but yet she made some sense there. The Talk Radio Countdown show, now we're talking about the union, that's number two, the union issue, in a talk radio conversation. Greg Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal talked about the latest on the protest there in Wisconsin.
There's still an impasse. There's talks going on. There's been efforts to continue talks, revive talks. There's no real path that anybody sees that I've talked to for resolving this short of, you know, either side really, quote, giving in. Obviously, it can't go on forever. I think the Democrats are hoping that the sort of public landscape will shift, is shifting against the governor, and that will put him, under more political pressure to maybe make some concessions. And the leverage on the Republican side is that the Democrats just can't stay in Illinois forever. I think we're at a very fluid moment. I think there's a lot of caution. There's a lot of unease on the Republican side. They're not happy with how the issue's been framed, and they don't think it's been framed in a favorable way for them. So I think we're kind of at a little bit of a pivot point in all this. If in the opinion polls, if you ask people about the economics of it and whether union members should pay more and do give backs, then you get support. But if you're focused on the issue of taking away bargaining rights and weakening unions, quote unquote, there's not majority support for that. And there's not in Wisconsin, which has been a pretty strong union state. So that's the way the issue's been framed. I mean, that was, the success the Democrats had by leaving the state was to freeze everything and let the debate over the union changes kind of settle in. And that's what Walker is contending with right now, because people, he hasn't been able to really connect the dots between, sort of weakening the unions and solving the state's budget problem. And that's what he's struggling with right now. He's a new governor. And I think what people will, when they look back at all this, what they're going to wonder about is why he sort of took on this very, very divisive issue at the outset of his governorship. He has policies that have some broad public support, and he was on his way to, implementing them. This has kind of put everything on hold, and it's defined him in a very, very polarizing way. That's the other theme of the polls. It's just, the intensity of opinion on both sides about him is off the charts at the moment. One thing politically this has accomplished is that it's put him on the map. It's raised his profile. It's made him a hero to a lot of conservatives outside the state. But there's also going to be a serious recall effort. In Wisconsin, it's hard to recall somebody. You need a lot of signatures. But there's going to be a very serious effort mounted to try to recall him. Even if that falls short, if there's a recall election for governor next year, I mean, that's not really going to be good for his kind of national profile. Wisconsin is looking at recalls on both sides this year and next year. It's really unprecedented.
It's pretty interesting how they can make a bad guy out of the governor. I mean, I guess I can understand how people think he's a bad guy, but what about those people of 14? Isn't it 14 of those Democratic senators that hit the road? What about them and their careers? 800, it's a question. 800-510-8255. Sandra's calling in from Madison, Wisconsin, with a focus on the new governor.
I live less than a mile from what's going on down at the Capitol. And I've lived here for 25 years, and I will tell you that no one knew this was coming. Scott Walker, on his platform when he ran, never once talked about taking away collective bargaining from our teachers. We have one of the best public school systems in the country, and I'm very concerned that this is going to take it right down the tubes. Who's going to want to come here and teach? I have teachers in this city that make about $25,000 a year. And to take anything from them, it's just, it's ludicrous. There also really isn't this big budget deficit that he talks about. It's mostly manufactured. There's been a 6.2% request for increase in budget line items. And that's what needs to be addressed, not this. This is the wrong path. I also feel bad because people should pay attention to who they're voting for locally. And I think there's so much focus on national politics, but this is what affects people's lives every day, is what happens at their local level. So people should be doing a better job of researching the candidates they're voting for. I did not vote for this guy because there were a lot of things. He gave away our trade money first thing before he even got in the office. There were a lot of things I didn't agree with his platform, but people don't read, and then they get mad when somebody like this gets voted in and does what he does.
800-510-8255. Jackie's in Pontiac, Michigan with a thought on this.
I am totally with the union people. I am totally with them. In the first place, none of these people is responsible for what happened in Wisconsin to the budget. In Pennsylvania, in Michigan, none of the main work, the everyday workers, we're not responsible for what happened. If that Scott guy hadn't given, top 2% a tax break, then they wouldn't be in the shape that they're in. Not all of a sudden he needs everybody's working people's pension. What about his pension? Is he trying to give up his pension or anybody else that sits on the bench with him? No, he ain't trying to do that. All they try to do is hurt the average working class people. And once everybody else in this country that works every day, gets up and go to work, realize that, they'll stop voting for these stupid Republicans.
All right, we got her her number there. Ralph's in Syracuse with thoughts on what's happening in Wisconsin.
Now, I'm a proud UAW member from upstate New York, and what's happening in Wisconsin is not going to happen in New York yet. We still have a strong labor movement in both the public and private sector. Governor Cuomo in New York State, he's going to look at pensions, but he's not, unlike Walker, he's going to allow the public sector unions to bargain over their wages and benefits. What this amounts to is this union busting. And one final note on this, 9 union workers across America, they got to die in this fight too, because if you bring down the last bastion of the middle class, which is the public sector, their wages are going to be brought down too.
All right, so coming up next on the countdown, number one, the battle over the budget. When we continue here.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay. So what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, with one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from InfoGroup, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-941-9293 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-941-9293. 1-800-941-9293. Again, that's 1-800-941-9293. Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm, thanks to discounts of up to 40%. Switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, review of the hot 10 items of the week in talk radio. And at number one, the budget situation. A lot of discussion this week on talk radio and talk television about the extension that was passed this week to keep the government running for a couple of more weeks. Here host Cisco Cotton talks to Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts about the extension and how it's wrong to look at it as a victory.
You have this bill that has been passed. That's $4 billion just over the next 2 weeks. And some of your Democrat colleagues have considered this a loss for them, you know, saying that next time around they're going to have a victory. Is that really how things are seen in that chamber? Is it really that partisan that simply cutting the budget is seen as either a victory or a loss for one particular side?
Well, if it is, it's sad. I know we're not talking about any victories. Like we're sitting around and say, well, today we have a victory, tomorrow we have a loss. I think a victory is any time we can get a fiscal and financial house in order for the people of our country. Because right now the world is looking for us to make some very serious choices, get a budget in order first. And then secondly, look to get our entitlements and military spending and other things under control. Because we need to send that message to the world economies to say, hey, not only can you invest in the United States, when you do, your money's going to be safe here. And we need to work together. There's plenty of time for politics. But right now isn't that time. Right now is the time to get our future in order.
Well, certainly we should learn from the examples of some of these other countries around the world. In Europe, you know, you go Ireland, Greece, Portugal, Spain. You know, these other countries that have really hit rock bottom or darn close to it financially. Let's go ahead and learn from them as opposed to waiting to repeat their mistakes.
Right. Well, that's what we're doing. We're, in fact, doing just that. We are learning. We've had the briefings. We know what's fact and what's fiction. And anybody who says, you know, cutting $4 billion is a victory or a loss, you know, you really need to evaluate what their priorities are when it comes to our fiscal and financial security. So I'm hopeful that they'll see past the rhetoric and we'll start to focus on, you know, really getting our country moving again.
Tell us, Senator, about this proposal that you are putting forward to give the taxpayers, it's being called an itemized receipt, to give taxpayers an itemized receipt of how their money's being spent.
Well, people need to know what they're actually paying, what their taxes are going to. A lot of times you just send the money in, and we should know what's going to what, and it's not going to be any cost to the government. It's a right of a taxpayer to know what he or she, when you go to the store or when you're doing other things, you get a receipt when you're walking out as to what you paid for. Well, you know, let's get a receipt to show what you're paying for as a citizen, as a tax-paying citizen.
All right, so that's the setup. Now I get your calls on the air at 800-510-8255 on the budget.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Washington budget battle, and I guess that this has to do in a sense with the cutting programs, including Obamacare. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Are you happy where your congressman or your senator stands on all of this, the business of the budget, and whether or not we are, we're not ever going to live in, you know that as well as I do, we're not living within our means and probably are not ever going to. Here's Don in Michigan, has some suggestions for us on what to cut.
For one, they forgive debts owed to our country by other countries. They ship all kinds of food to other countries. Yes, I believe we need to help them, but not to the extent we're doing it. We have thousands and thousands of people here in the United States that can't even feed themselves or their kids. And why don't we have it that anyone that is a senator or representative has to be in their job at least 20 years before they can get paid for their retirement? And when they retire, they should not be able to have us pay their insurance. Why don't they be like the rest of the American people?
Well, because we have not forced them into doing that. If we were out in the streets protesting the way people are in Wisconsin about things like that, then there'd be some action. You could be sure of that. Thanks for your call, ma'am. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Jane in Tennessee. More suggestions for Congress.
I think the 200,000 new government employees Obama's hired needs to go. The 30% increase in EPA needs to go. The 44 million people running around with these food stamp cards, they can't spend all that money, so they'll give you $20 if you'll let them pay for your groceries, and they just throw stuff in their buggy without even looking at the cost of it, because when it's free to them, they don't care. Also, these agricultural subsidies, all that is driving up the cost of food that people out here can't even live, and all these bases that we have overseas. It's about time the people in Europe and Japan and Korea and everywhere else start providing for their own defense. We're broke.
Mm. All right, ma'am. Thank you. 800-510-8255. John in Alexandria, Virginia, listening to the Big Talker, 1580.
$875.29. That represents monthly the subsidized health care that every congressman and the Congress gets. If they're under a family plan, they get almost a $200,000 a year salary, and then their health care is subsidized by the taxpayers out there in your listening land by $875.29 monthly. And they guys like Paul Ryan can stand up there and want to. They keep calling Obamacare. It's kind of like they're using, instead of just saying health care, they keep ramming home Obamacare. He's not American. He's not a Muslim. I mean, it's all tied in with this racist slant that they got. I say if they want to do something with the budget, go after their $875 monthly subsidized health care that they've got.
Don't you get tired after a while of listening to that same old stuff? I mean, come on, folks. Come up with something new, will you? 800-510-8255. Ike in South Carolina with thoughts on the president, the Republicans, the Democrats, and the budget.
I think where our problem stems from is, like in any household, when you carry debt, you do try to cut your spending, but one of the big things that you do is try to increase your income. And I think where our problem stems is from the inequity in the tax code that allows corporations and a lot of wealthy individuals to continue to get away without paying their tax. As far as President Obama's budget, as an independent, I didn't vote for somebody that was going to take a meat axe to the poor. And I can tell you that that is a very big issue. And I can also tell you that if you come after the poor heavy-handedly, like the Republicans are planning on doing, what you saw in Egypt can happen here. I would caution that you don't come after the poorest of the poor and the most vulnerable in this society, because we can't stand the upheaval.
Well, there's a whole business about how they get to be poor and what's going on that creates the condition that maybe the voter needs to understand. But that we won't be able to get to in this hour because we're about out of time. Let me run through quickly from the charts for the week, the top 10 people. We've gone through the top stories. At number 10, Roger Goodell. Number 9, John Boehner. Number 8, Donald Trump. Number 7, Charlie Sheen. Scott Walker's at number 6. Mrs. Clinton at 5. Hugo Chavez at 4. Louis Farrakhan at 3. Gaddafi at 2. And President Obama is at number 1. There you have it, a review of the hot 10, the big topics of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.